morning we begin a new round of our outreach collections. For those who may not be altogether familiar with that, all of the money that we receive during our offerings on a Sunday morning goes beyond our congregation. None of it goes to our operating budget. It goes to support those organizations and causes that we believe reflect our values and our principles. And what we do on the first Sunday of the month, or whatever Sunday it is that we begin a new round of outreach collections, we invite a representative from the organization that we're supporting to come and share a little bit with us about what that will be. Our outreach collection for April is Guiding Eyes for the Blind in the New Hampshire region. Very pleased to welcome Bill LeBlanc and Randy. Tell me Randy's last name. Bill? Bill and Randy. Bill, come on up. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me. My name is Bill LeBlanc. I am the regional coordinator for Guiding Eyes for the Blind for the New Hampshire region. I was asked to speak a little bit about Guiding Eyes. I could stay up here for 2 or 3 hours, but I'm only allowed a few minutes. So, but I will be available after for your coffee hour for any questions or answers, and I believe Randy and Mighty Quinn will be there too. So they're quite a remarkable team. What we do here at Guiding Eyes for the Blind, we have regions from Maine all the way down to North Carolina and out to Ohio and Colorado. In New Hampshire, we provide absolutely everything that a puppy raiser needs to raise one of these puppies, from food to leashes to toys, learning materials. We have our classes roughly every other Sunday at my church. I'm a member of the Pilgrim Congregational Church here in Nashville on Watson Street. And what we do there is we have the puppy raisers come down with their puppies. They average about six. There's about seven right now that we have, but we have an average about 20 puppies that we raise here in New Hampshire. I've been involved for 20 years in the program. It's a great program. It allows me to meet great people like my friend Randy here. He's a remarkable young man. There's no challenge that he cannot overcome. But what it does is that in New Hampshire here, we have these puppies and they come to us, they're about 8 weeks old. And we keep them between 14 to 16 months. And what we do is we train and give them all their obedience training. What we do is we get them ready for it's called formal harness training, where they leave us and they go into Guiding Eyes is based in New York. It's based in Yorktown Heights, New York, is where the training center is. And the breeding center is in Paterson, New York. They're the ones that are responsible for us, and they are the ones that provide the puppies for us. On an average year, there's about 500 puppies born a year. There's over 500 people like myself that raise these puppies, and hopefully they become guide dogs. They don't all make it. Their percentage is just a little bit more than 50% that make it from beginning to end. And what we do with the money that we receive here in New Hampshire, we try to give back to our puppy raisers. It's a lot of work, and it's a huge commitment. It's, like I said, it's a 16, 18-month commitment. Our people, before they are eligible to raise one of these puppies, have to go through classes, and the classes are roughly about 8 weeks, and they learn what they need to know about raising one of these puppies for us. It's a huge commitment, and what we do is we try to give back to them, so there's no out-of-cost expense. Some regions aren't as fortunate as we are. We do have materials that we pass out. I will be having some of those materials at your coffee hour that you're more than welcome to take home and read. And if anybody else in the congregation does have any kind of organization that they do belong to, we do not charge for any our speaking. But if you would like to make a donation, that's great. But we will come to your organization, we will speak about our program, and we will hopefully enlighten you and maybe find some of you people that might be interested in raising a puppy for us. Again, I want to thank you all for having me here today, and I will be available, and Randy and his wife will be available for after your coffee hour, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
I want to thank Bill and Pierce for being with us today. Thank you so much. Well, now then, to support the guiding eyes for the blind New Hampshire region, let us receive our outreach collection for this morning.